Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
College football game time on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Chris Goforth, John Chuckery, Randy McMichael. You know, you can find us online at 929 The Game on Twitter. You can find Randy McMichael at RandyMac81. You can find John Chuckery at JMCH316. You can find me at Chris Goforth1. Don't forget to check out our new College Football Game Time podcast. We'll visit with one of the voices of the ACC and, of course, your voice of the Atlanta Falcons. Wes Durham will be on with us this week on the College Football Game Time podcast, so make sure you join us for that. Guys, let's take a swing around the nation here. It's College Football Game Time brought to you by Dos Equis. Make social distancing more interesting with Dos Equis, a most interesting beer. Let's go to the Big 12 here. You've got TCU and Texas today. Texas and Oklahoma, John Chuckery, that game's coming up next week. You've got Texas going against TCU, Oklahoma against Iowa State. We'll talk about both of those games, but neither one of those two teams can certainly worry about looking ahead. And if there's one thing that Texas should know is that since Gary Patterson's been at TCU, he's kind of had Texas's number a little bit. They won this game last year. Sam Ellinger threw four interceptions in this game last year, and TCU was able to get the win.
How big of an exhale did Texas do last week to find a way to come back and pull that victory out? Crazy, wild game. And you know, when you look at, you know, Chris, does this feel like that this is one of those years in the Big 12 where nobody really feels like they're the dominant team? I mean, we're so used to, you know, it's usually Oklahoma and then somebody right there with them. But I don't look at any of these programs in the Big 12 and look at it and say, okay, there's a clear-cut favorite. Yeah, I mean, people probably go toward Oklahoma just because of reputation, but they've got plenty of issues. Texas has plenty of issues. Oklahoma State's got issues. We've already seen Iowa State lose on their home field, you know, to a Sun Belt team. It just seems like that this conference is wide open. And, you know, maybe even more this year how important Texas and Oklahoma is going to be because, you know, one of those two teams, you know, may not – I mean, I don't think both of those teams are going to be in the Big 12 championship game, but, you know, somebody else may be the number one seed out of it besides the winner of that game.
Go ahead, Randy.
Oh, no, I just look at these two teams as this. Which one doesn't lose the game they're supposed to win? We already saw last week it was Oklahoma. They had no business losing to Kansas State, but at the same time, this is one of the games they would lose because, you know, as great as that start was, and they had a great start, and you know, young Spencer Rattler was tossing the ball all over the yard, and then the second half happened. And then he looked like freshman Spencer Rattler in that game. And the thing with Texas is you just don't know. I mean, they should have lost the game last week.
Yeah.
I mean, they struggled that much last week, and that was a funny thing, man. So, I mean – the thing with Texas's biggest, you know, opponent today is not looking towards next week. That is going to be their biggest issue today. They should have no problem with TCU. Their biggest issue will be looking towards next week.
Sam Ellinger, 10 touchdowns so far this season. He's had one interception that he's thrown so far, but You know, this is probably now the problem with TCU is they can't score a whole lot of points on anybody, I don't think. They're still trying to figure it out on offense. But now, defensively, John, this TCU secondary is pretty good. Yeah. This will be the toughest test for Texas's offense today.
Yeah, I mean, TCU is one of the best secondaries in the country coming into this year. I mean, they are really good on the back end. Shocking that, you know, Gary Patterson would have a strong defensive unit up there. But this is a good matchup. And, I mean, this is one of those games where, you know, Randy just mentioned about, you know, a game that you lose that you're not supposed to. You know, let's find out about Texas. That was an emotionally draining win last week because, as Randy said, they had no business winning that game, and Texas Tech did everything they could to help them out in that game. But let's see how they bounce back. You know, if they come back and they, you know, put a number on TCU – you know, it might feel a little bit better about Texas moving forward. But, you know, if they come out and they really, you know, fight, let's say that they win this game somehow and it's like something ridiculous, like it's 17-14 or something like that. You got to wonder about, you know, how tough Texas is going to be and can they beat some of these good teams as they move through. They, you know, obviously Oklahoma, the two teams in Oklahoma, you know, still lingering on the schedule, makes you wonder if they can run through them.
TCU in Texas, that's a noon kickoff on Fox. 7:30 tonight on ABC, you've got number 18 Oklahoma going up against Iowa State. Choklahoma, Randy, a total meltdown last week against Kansas State. You mentioned the fact that, you know, Texas can't look ahead to next week in the Red River Shootout. Oklahoma can't be caught looking ahead either, because there's one thing Matt Campbell has done since he's been at Iowa State is at least made this game competitive against Oklahoma. Guys, remember a couple of years ago when Oklahoma was a 31-point favorite in this game with Baker Mayfield at quarterback, and Iowa State went in and upset them?
Hey, this is a game. This smells like an upset. It does. It has it written all over it, and I'm not saying that's going to be my upset special, but it may be. I'm still debating. I got three games written down for it, but This is that trap game, because Iowa State is a physical football team. Now, we know we all watched what happened to them week one when Louisiana went in there and pushed them around. You know, the two special teams touchdown was a big part of that game. But yeah, this is a trap game for them, and it, like you said, they have no reason to be looking forward to the Red River Shootout. Yes, we call it a shootout here on this show. They have no business looking compared because of what happened last week to them, Chris. I can see them possibly looking past Iowa State. They would have won last week. They lost. They lost. So there's no reason to look. This is a get-back game right here. This ain't no look-pass game for them.
Well, we were talking about, Chris, the secondary of TCU in Purdy last week was 18-23 in that game. So now they put a big number running the football up on TCU, but Purdy was really efficient against that. He's not going to see as good a secondary this week as what he saw last week, but – I don't know. I mean, Randy, I just don't know where Iowa State is. That was a nice bounce back win, but you lost on your home field to the Raging Cajuns. I mean, so you just, you know, 2 years ago, and listen, I remember where we were. We were in downtown Lawrenceville when this when this game went on, and we were talking about. I remember us being down there at, I can't remember the place now. McCray's in downtown Lawrenceville. I remember we were broadcasting, talking about this, and this game kind of shocked the world. This kind of, I think, kind of brought Iowa State back to some national attention by beating Oklahoma. Just don't know if they have that in them. I mean, can they? Are they talented enough? Yes. But I'll guarantee you, Lincoln Riley, Randy, we were talking about, you know, about leaning on, you know, about Kirby, you know, making it rougher. I guarantee you that Lincoln Riley is – you know, trying to rally the troops this week and you know, not knock themselves out of this thing completely out of the mix, knowing that what happened 2 years ago to them.
Yeah.
Guys, you talk about the Big 12 and the possibility of the college football playoff. The college football playoff, Bill Hancock come out and said this week, we are not going to expand. We're going to stay at four. Given the way the Big 12 is looked early in the year, I think this conference is in trouble if they're planning on trying to get another bid into the college football playoff. I think they need Oklahoma and Texas to both continue to win. I guess, John, you need Oklahoma to win next week over Texas. That puts both of them at one loss, and then they win out the rest of the way in order to have a shot.
I'm going to disagree with you. I think they need Texas to run the table right now. I think they need their – I think they got two flagship programs right now, Oklahoma and Texas. Chris, they need Texas to run the table. I don't think a one-loss Big 12 team, and if you have a rematch of Texas-Oklahoma, I don't think that's going to impress anybody, to be honest with you. I think that they need Texas at this point because Oklahoma's lost. Now, if you told me that, you know, Oklahoma and Texas, you know, both run the table and one's going to have no losses and one's going to have one loss, okay, then maybe we can have that discussion. I think at this point, Randy, I think they need, if they want the playoff spot, because I think the SEC is still going to get, and oh yeah, don't forget Ohio State and some of those teams are still lingering out there that are going to have their shot. I think, Randy, at this point, I think they need Texas to run the table and be a clear-cut, you know, best team in the Big 12 this year.
I think that they do still need Texas to win out, but I still think if it comes down to a one loss, Texas or Oklahoma, they'll still have a good chance of getting that fourth team in, because we've seen this before. You know, we've seen Oklahoma with one loss get in. We've seen, you know, and it's just been Oklahoma that has been to the damn playoffs. So I'll just use them as an example. I think a one loss Texas, if the loss is to Oklahoma, yet they still win the Big 12 championship, I still think they have a legit chance of getting in. But they can't lose and then come around and lose again. No, that won't happen. But right now, you know, we still debate about the Pac-12 and what's going to happen. I still think an undefeated USC team, and that's the only one because of that brand, may try to argue their way in because it is USC. But I think a one-loss Big 12, I think they'll still be fine, because the only team I see coming out of the Big 10 is Ohio State. That's it.
Well, but if the SEC champ we know is going to be in, I don't think Ohio State is going to lose. I think they're going to be in, and Clemson's not going to lose.
Right.
They're going to be in. Now it's a round robin of, is it a Big 10, a Big 12, and you're an SEC team, and I'm just not sure when I look at that Big 12 that they're that strong, or one of those teams. You know, at least Oklahoma, Randy, has felt like, you know, they were such a dominant offense and Heisman Trophy winners and things like that. Well, that ain't happening this year in the Big 12. That's not happening. The Heisman Trophy winner, I don't believe, unless you tell me Sam Ehlinger just goes on a massive run. I don't think that kind of guy is coming out of there. So, you know, there is some cachet with maybe Oklahoma wasn't always the best team, but they had some of the best players, or they had the Heisman Trophy winner. And I do think that that has some influence when you're talking about having a Baker Mayfield or a Kyler Murray or one of those dynamic, dominant players that you say, okay, this is what makes this team so special.
It's College Football Game Time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we take a look across the nation, focusing primarily on the Big 12 to kick off the second hour here. Guys, Oklahoma State, Kansas today, Baylor, West Virginia, Texas Tech, Kansas State. Anything standing out for you guys in this game? Randy, you say go Pokes.
No, I did not. I said your Pokes.
Your Pokes. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, Spencer Sanders, he's injured, a bum ankle. They may have to go with a backup quarterback today. If there was ever a game for Chuba Hubbard to come out and play like a Heisman Trophy candidate, it may be today for Oklahoma State.
Chuba will have at least – no, he should have at least 25 carries today. That's what he needs to get right now, because Kansas is awful. And I like me some Les Miles, but they're just an awful football program right now. He's trying his best to motivate these kids and give them a play, but they're still awful. And, I mean, I would love to see the upset, but I just think that Chuba Hubbard's going to get 25-plus carries. He'll be close. You know how you were saying there were no 200-yard rushes last week in the SEC? I think Chuba's going to be somewhere around 200 yards rushing today, because they're going to ride him the whole game.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, Kansas has given up 85 points to, what, Coastal Carolina and Baylor in two games.
They're awful.
Okay? I mean, they're not. They're beyond it. They're dreadful. They're dreadful, as I like to say. Dreadful.
Guys, any other thoughts on these two other games today? Texas Tech, Kansas State, Baylor, and West Virginia. Look, something about that Baylor-West Virginia game, I find it intriguing. West Virginia at home, Baylor going on the road. I like that matchup.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Great analysis.
Yeah. Let me get a cup of coffee and a bagel.
We'll get to our world-famous buy or sell segment with John Chuckery. Yes, we'll do that next. It's College Football Game Time. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
It's time now for John Chuckery's often imitated but never duplicated world-famous buy or sell segment.
Back with you on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. College Football Game Time with you here on a beautiful Saturday morning as we get ready for Georgia and Auburn. Chris Goforth, Randy McMichael, John Chuckery. It is that time of the show when We break out by
ourselves. We still ain't got no sponsor.
Sponsored by, it could be your company here. Just saying. Yeah.
Keep saying it, bro. Can we go get this doggone thing sponsored?
Yeah, I mean, right. Anybody. I mean, Phil's, you know, oil.
Phil's screwdrivers,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, Phil's bait and tackle. I mean, whatever. I mean, all right, 10 questions for the guys in the world of college football. Randy Mack, let's start with you. Chris, one of the games we didn't talk about, I'm going to tie it in here, around the nation, that's got a chance to be a pretty good game tonight. Memphis is going to go into SMU tonight, too. And by the way, that game got canceled, SMU-TCU. That might have been a fun game to have on the resume as well. But Randy Mack, let's start with you. SMU will win more games this year than either Texas A&M, Baylor, or Texas. SMU will win more games this year than A&M, Baylor, or Texas.
I think they'll win more games than Baylor, yeah. I think they'll win more games than A&M. I don't think they'll win more in Texas.
Yep.
So I will sell that.
Okay.
Two of them, yes, no Texas.
Chris Goforth, SMU will win more games than Texas A&M, Texas, or Baylor this year. Buy or sell?
I'll sell it. They'll have a pretty good year. Just like the same thing Randy said. They're not going to win more games than Texas.
Okay. All right, Chris Goforth, LSU, as Max Howell would say, will not have a running back run for more than 1,000 yards this season. The last time that happened was 2012. LSU will not have a running back go for over 1,000 yards. Buy or sell?
Yeah, I think I will. I think I'll buy that. I think there is. I think there's a chance that Curry and Davis Price both have pretty good years, but I think the amount of production is going to be split between the two. I don't think either one of them. They may have 850 and 500 yards apiece, but I don't think either one of them gets to 1,000.
Randy Mack, LSU will not have a running back run for 1,000 yards, which hasn't happened since 2012.
I will buy that also. I think that right along the lines that Chris said, I think Curry's going to get somewhere 758. And then I look at Davis Price somewhere around that same area. I think they're going to do it by committee right now.
Randy Mack, Oklahoma does not make the Big 12 championship game. Buy or sell? Oklahoma does not make the Big 12 championship game.
Man, I would feel more comfortable if they had a more veteran quarter. I think Spencer Rattler is very talented. He's just young. He saw that last week. I will sell that, though. I still think Texas-Oklahoma is 1-2 in the Big 12.
Chris Goforth, Oklahoma does not make the Big 12 championship game. Buy or sell?
Yeah, I'll sell that too. I mean, outside of Texas, there's nobody else. It's got to be those two at the end of the day.
Chris Goforth, Florida State finishes with 2 wins or less. Buy or sell? Florida State finishes with 2 wins or less. After that performance against Miami, they should go back to like Division II or something, Randy, after that performance against Miami. I know Miami's good, Randy. There was a lot of that game that was about how bad Florida State is right now. I mean,
they need to be embarrassed how they played last week. Embarrassed. It was that bad.
Chris Goforth, Florida State finishes with 2 wins or less. They'll win next week against Jacksonville State, but 2 wins or less for Florida State.
Well, now you've got me questioning whether or not they can even beat Jacksonville State going into this one.
Tell me that schedule. Who they're going to start rolling through the ACC against?
I'm looking at it right now. Yeah.
Other than Jacksonville State, maybe Duke at the end of the year.
Yeah, and they go on the road. Don't they go on the road to Duke in that game?
Yeah, they've got Duke and Louisville both on the road. Yeah. So NC State's a road game. Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm going to buy that, John. I think it's a long year. I'm going to say it's 1 win this year for Florida State.
Randy,
man, they'll burn down. They'll burn down Tallahassee if Florida State wins one game. I'm selling it. They'll get at least 3. I think they
way to step up.
They should
win it.
They should beat Jacksonville State. Mm-hmm. They will beat Duke. Yeah. I think they will beat Virginia. I think they'll beat NC State. So that's 4 wins.
Wow.
If they win one game, if they lose next week, man, you talking about heads rolling?
Where would Mike Norvell fit in as a head or as a coordinator at a school if that happens?
I'll tell you right now, he just got out of quarantine and all that because we don't all know what happened to him. Yep. Oh, he's going back.
Yeah,
he's not going to want to show his face.
Yeah,
he's not going to want to show his face if they lose next week.
Wow,
some sort of witness protection program.
Exactly.
He'd have to be.
Yes. Randy Mack, Louisville has been the most disappointing team in college football thus far. Louisville has been the most disappointing college football team thus far, by or sell.
I'm not gonna say because of what happened to them against Pittsburgh. They lost to a good Miami team, and we talked about Pittsburgh's defense. They were able to turn three turnovers last week. But no, Florida State's the most disappointing team. I mean, I didn't know how good Florida State was going to be, but just like we were just talking in the last segment, they were awful in every game this year. They were awful, and even in the Georgia Tech game, they weren't good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Florida State.
They made me believe in Georgia Tech. Chris Goforth, Louisville.
I see that.
Chris Goforth, Louisville is the most disappointing team in college football thus far. Buy or sell?
Oh, I'll buy that. I knew Florida State was going to suck coming into the year, but I
didn't think they were going to be this bad.
I thought Louisville had a chance to be pretty good with Cunningham at quarterback. Yep. So, yeah, I'll buy that. They've been a real disappointment.
I think they have the ACC's leading rusher too, don't they? I mean, that kid, the what's his name, the running back.
Hawkins.
Yeah, Hawkins is the leading rusher, I think, in the conference, believe it or not. So,
yeah.
Or he's right there.
I think, you know, my thing with the whole Louisville thing, I think because of what we saw with Satterfield did with that squad last year,
yeah,
I think our expectations.
Five, yeah.
I think our expectations were a little too big for coming into this year. Because everybody talked about Louisville and the Satterfield. I just think the expectations were a little too big for Louisville coming into this season.
8-5 and they won their bowl game, right, Chris? I mean, it looked like that they were turning a corner, so. Chris Goforth, JT Daniels will start the most games for UGA at quarterback this season. JT Daniels will start the most games at quarterback for UGA this season, buy or sell?
Yeah, I'll buy that.
Randy McMichael, JT Daniels will start the most games at quarterback for UGA this season, buy or sell?
I'll buy that, but I don't think he's playing today. I just saw Athletic report that there's a possibility that he won't play because of the fact is they don't know if he, like I keep saying, can he protect himself behind a shaky O-line. I know B.A. said it earlier, but it looks like he might not play today.
All right, I'm trying to get a little bit more hot takey because hot takey sells. So Randy McMichael, Derek King will be the first team All-ACC quarterback at the end of the year. De'Arik King will be the first team All-ACC quarterback at the end of the year, buy or sell?
Ooh. I'm going to sell it. Okay. I can't put him over Trevor. I can't put him over Trevor, so I'm going to sell it.
All right, Chris Goforth, De'Arik King will be the first team All-ACC quarterback at the end of the year, buy or sell?
Yeah, I'll sell that. Trevor's completing 81% of his passes right now, so I'll still roll with Trevor Lawrence. I do think De'Arik King ends up being the second team quarterback, though.
All right, Chris Goforth. We saw the KJ Costello all-time individual passing, you know, game, you know, yardage and all that kind of stuff. And I know you never say never, but Chris, nobody will beat Joe Burrow's 5,671 passing yards in a season in SEC play, buy or sell. Nobody will beat Burrow's 5,671 passing yards in a season, buy or sell.
That record got in jeopardy, John, the minute Mike Leach joined the SEC. Eventually, that record goes down, and I would put money on it that it's a Mississippi State quarterback that does it.
You know what's crazy, though, Randy?
Right.
The next highest total is 1,300 yards less. Yes. Like, there's no other quarterback that's even thrown for 4,300 yards in the SEC. So, Randy, I ask you, nobody will beat Joe Burrow's 5,671 passing yards in a season, buy or sell?
Say that one more time, John Checker.
5,671 passing yards in a season.
That's what he had last year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You see, ain't no way nobody's touching that.
Yeah.
No, I'm selling that all the way. There's no Costello. They're going to come back to earth. There's no way. I don't want to say on God's green earth. 5,600.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
It's just absurd.
No.
And it's 1,300 yards more than anybody else.
Oh, no, I'm selling that all the way. No.
All right. Randy Mack, two more questions here. Randy Mack, no UGA running back will finish in the top three in the SEC in rushing this year. No UGA running back will finish in the top three in the SEC in rushing this year, buy or sell?
I'll sell that. I think they're going to commit more to the run. No, I have the. I'll sell that because I think, you know, to what we were talking about with BA as far as all the defensive players, Kirby likes to do that with the running backs also. That's why I'm going to sell that.
Chris Goforth, no UJ running back will finish in the top three in SEC rushing this year. Buy or sell?
Yeah, I'll buy that. I think, I'll buy that.
Okay. Final question, Chris. LSU is about to go on a rough stretch. They got a couple of ham and eggers with Missouri and Vanderbilt, but then they've got a 4-week stretch where they go to Florida, then home with South Carolina, then they go to Auburn, and then home with Alabama. LSU will go 0-3 against Bama, Florida, Auburn, buy or sell. LSU goes 0-3 versus Bama, Florida, Auburn, buy or sell.
Gosh, based on last week, it's hard not to buy that, but I'm going to sell it. I think they pull an upset somewhere. I know they have to go at Auburn. I'm going to say they find a way to beat Auburn on the road on Halloween.
And that's usually what happens in that game, by the way. The road team seems to always win that game. And remember, the former play-by-play guy joked about that, what's the name, the gentleman that got killed?
Rod Bramlett.
Rod Bramlett. Remember, he joked about he'd never called a LSU victory on their home field.
That's right, he did say that.
Yep. Randy Mack, LSU goes 0-3 versus Bama, Florida, and Auburn.
I'll sell that. They'll pick off. They'll get one of them.
How crazy is that schedule, by the way, where you got Florida, South Carolina, at Florida, South Carolina, at Auburn, home with Alabama.
It's not fair. But, hey, it's 2020. Ain't that fair?
Yeah. And that's buy or sell.
All right. Thank you very much, John Chuckery. As we wrap up buy or sell, we'll get to our Max of the Week. We'll give you our players, coaches, coordinators, games of the week from last week. We'll do that when we return. It's College Football Game Time. It's brought to you by ESOG, Engineered Solutions of Georgia, a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Back with more on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yes, I cry.
College Football Game Time here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth alongside
Chuckery has his hands up. Okay.
John Chuckery, Randy McMichael. Coming up 40 minutes from now, Takeo Spikes, former Auburn linebacker. We'll spend some time with him. We'll talk a little more about the Auburn-Georgia game coming up a little bit later on today. Right now, though, it is time for our Max of the Week.
Hey, guys.
As we always do, we let Randy McMichael lead things off.
Randy, before you get started, very quickly, the Pac-12 just announced their schedule for the season. Yes. The only thing I'll say is that it looks like every game this year will be on either ESPN or on Fox. So there will be, my understanding is that they're not going to have Pac-12 network games. All of the games will be Fox and ESPN. So they'll all be national broadcasts, and they will have the Friday night Pac-12 games on Fox.
I also read that the games are going to be starting at noon our time, right?
I believe they're going to try to do some of that. They start November 7th.
Right.
And then they go through the week 7 is December 18th through 19th. So they're only going to have the, 2, 4, 6, 7 game season in total, where they'll have six games and a championship game.
Okay, well. Well, at least they're playing. At least the
Southern Cal, Arizona State in week 1, Randy.
Uh-oh. You know what? You know where I'm going. I got to pick my guy, Herm.
Okay. I'll take the fight in Wendy, Lauren, and Alexis.
Hey, don't forget, guys, Dos Equis is a proud sponsor of the College Football Playoffs in 2020. And we do know that, tailgating is limited, but they're going to be doing it up there in Athens. So if you are tailgating, make sure you tailgate with Dos Equis, a most interesting beer. All right, guys, my Max of the Week. There it is. There's my paper. All right, now let me tell you something. There's no way in heck I was going to leave the tight end off. Okay, there was some buku historical type numbers put up by quarterbacks, and we know who they were. But I'm not going to put them in. I'm putting in the Florida tight end Kyle Pitts, 8 for 170 and 4 tugs. He is a problem, and they had no answer for him. Kyle Trask was just throwing the ball up there, and he was going to just get the ball. So definitely got to put my tight end and show some love there. We talked about this game earlier. It wasn't big numbers. They were just forceful numbers. I'm going with Deuce Vaughn, running back out of Kansas State. He's 5'5", 168 pounds, and he's from a place called Round Rock, Texas. So you know he's tough. And he had 8 carries for 45 yards and a touchdown and 4 catches for 129, but he dominated the second half of that game. I mean, every time you looked up, 22 was just through the Oklahoma defense like mostly everybody does. But he's my other Mac of the week. And my last Mac of the week, and he's coming to Athens, and he's another problem. Seth Williams, 6 for 112. 2 touchdowns, and it just wasn't 2 touchdowns. It was how he caught the 2 touchdowns. It was, I'm bigger, I'm badder, and I'm better than you. That one fade right in the corner after he caught it and he tossed the young man away and then flexed on him, he should have just drove back to Kentucky after that. Ain't no coming back from getting beasted the way that he just got beasted by Seth. And then the second one, he is a problem. Georgia will have their hands full with him, and those are my Macs of the week.
All right, guys, I'll give you my Max of the week this week. How about Mike Leach? People said you couldn't run that offense in the SEC. They said that it wouldn't work. And, well, for 1 week, at least, it's worked. And he did it against the defending national championships defending national champs. Also, Kyle Trask, Florida's quarterback, 416, 6 touchdowns last week. And then how about that Kansas State defense? The Mildcats no more, right? 3 quarterback sacks, 6 tackles for loss. They had 3 interceptions in the win over Oklahoma. That's my Max of the week.
All right, I'll go. I'll start with Skylar Thompson, the quarterback for Kansas State. Last year in this game, he was 213 yards, 64.3% completion percentage, 7.6 yards per attempt. This year, 334 yards, 72% completion percentage, 13.4 yards per attempt with a touchdown pass. He didn't have a throwing touchdown last year in the game. He did take a step back, though. Last year he had 4 rushing touchdowns. This year he only had 3, so he bummed out on all of that. But, no, back-to-back years of beating Oklahoma. I got to go with my guy, Jaylen Waddle. 8 catches, 134 yards, 16.8 yards a reception with the 2 touchdowns. He had that huge 46-yard completion, and it looked like Missouri was not going to let Smith get to them early and try to take him away. Waddle said, fine, throw it to me. I'll make every play over the field. And I'm telling you, we've joked about the Alabama receivers the last few years about being like video game and like pinball where guys are just running all over the field. I'm declaring he's my favorite player in college football to watch this year. And out of left field, Chris, I'm going as my Mac of the week, UTEP, who is now 3-1 on the season. Nobody had UTEP projected, including Vegas, of winning as many as 2 games. 2 games was their over-under. This is their best start since 2010 when they started off 4-1, and it's the most wins already that they've had since 2014, Randy, when in 2014 they won 4 games. So they haven't won as many as 4 games since 2014. They're already 3-1 on the season. Hats off to the Miners and the start that they're on. That's my Mac of the week.
You got money on them or something?
No, but listen, I like a good story. You know me, I'm Mr. Feel Good guy. I'm Mr. Sensitive.
When?
So
Since when?
Well, when I went around my daughter, but I mean, other
of course,
than that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we know she got you with.
Yeah. But I mean, it sounds good. I mean, it sounded good, right? I'm trying to be more hot takey.
It sounded pretty good.
I'm really trying to be more hot takey on stuff. So
why?
Because it sells.
Oh.
That's why. They just gave Skip Bayless a raise. They just extended his contract and gave him a raise after he said that the quarterback of the Cowboys isn't mentally tough and shouldn't be coming out and talking about stuff. They gave that guy a raise and an extension after coming out and saying that.
Yeah, they did, which was just god awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's college football game time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guys, let's go back to earlier. Let's get to some of these other SEC games that we have not talked about yet. Let's go South Carolina and Florida today. Randy, you mentioned Kyle Pitts as one of your backs of the week, talking about the tight ends. He was a nightmare last week. South Carolina is going to have to find some way to either cover the guy or at least find somebody that can tackle him, and I think that may be a problem for the Gamecocks today.
Oh, yeah, they're going to have a problem with this young man. And a guy, please remember, how do you say this first? Is it Kadarius Toney?
Yes.
He's a problem. Yeah. He's healthy, I said this earlier this week, guys, it didn't seem like every time he touched the ball it was a 20-yard gain, even though it wasn't? Mm-hmm. That's how explosive this offense is when he's right. And he was banged up a lot last year, and even when he was healthy, they didn't use him the way that we thought they would use him. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, Kyle Pitts is just a nightmare. And to me, And I always look at this when you look at how these tight ends dominate. How the hell do they get these free releases? I would never in my life remember getting just free releases like that. Just I'm a gazelle when I run as an athlete, and there's nobody that's gonna hit me or bump me or do anything to, you know, to knock me off my right route or my stem. And these guys are just running free. But I tell you what, Kyle Pitts also, he was tough in the run game too, guys. He was tough in the run game last week. But it's all about Kyle Trask. And Kyle Trask looked like what you expect a Florida Gator quarterback to look like. That's what he looked like. He looked in control. He was putting the ball wherever he wanted to. Now, granted, Ole Miss defense is trash. But just the poise that that young man showed. It's been a long time since you've seen a quarterback at Florida had that kind of poise.
Kadarius Toney, by the way, was one of those five names you needed to know when we did our
When
we did our segment a few weeks ago.
Huh?
Just saying.
Hold on. The five names you need to know.
Yeah.
Where's this at?
If you go back on the radio.com app and you go back in the archives and you listen to our show from a few weeks ago and you hit the rewind feature, you can catch it all.
Oh, I was on the website looking for it. I Googled John Chuckery.
It was there. We changed our website and it's all gone.
The article was taken down.
Yeah.
By Knox.
It was okay. The whole website got changed over.
Oh, so it's Knox's fault that the people don't get to read.
Absolutely.
Checking. I'm sorry, Chris. Yeah. I was a little shocked. I'm sorry.
It's college football game time. How about LSU and Vanderbilt now? It's going to be an angry LSU team that comes rolling up into Nashville after they got embarrassed last week. Guys, I didn't realize this till this week that Vandy's new defensive coordinator is Ted Roof. I forgot that he was the guy that was hired. Of course, he was the defensive coordinator at Auburn. He was also at Georgia Tech for a little while. Look, he did enough last week to allow Vanderbilt to be able to hang around in that game against Texas A&M. I don't know if they're going to be able to do the same thing again today against LSU, but certainly I think it adds a little more intrigue to this game given the way LSU kind of sputtered at times last week.
Well, I think one thing about Vanderbilt that you're seeing, they're in, of course we say this, it seems like every single year, but they're kind of in rebuild mode. You know, we were talking about, Abdul Rahman, the wide receiver. He looks like he could be a decent player for them. Maybe they found their quarterback, Chris. They look at least a little bit like an offense that it's a work in progress, but maybe they're going to be a little bit better offensively. That's what I'm curious to see today. I want to see, Randy, what LSU's defense does to respond. I mean, LSU is with only four starters from last year, that's still 75 more kids than, you know, Vanderbilt could ever say that is going to happen. So this is still one of those games where LSU should go in there and take care of their business pretty easily. But I want to see how the LSU defense responds this week after they were embarrassed. I mean, that's a group that was embarrassed no matter how you want to spin it. Okay, the national narrative is that, you know, they got rolled up last week. How does that group come out and respond?
I think that's an important thing right there, man, because about the LSU pride as far as the defensive backs and the linebacker. That's a prideful group. And I'm not just talking about the guys that are actually going to play there. I'm talking about as a whole. I know a lot of DBs that went to LSU, and that is a prideful group, and they're not going to stand for that. The line is 21. That's still a little high, man, because I don't even know what this offense is, man. Brandon wasn't good. He was all right. He wasn't good. Mm-mm. So I'm anxious to see how they respond to this challenge, man, because they got embarrassed. Like you said, they got embarrassed.
We'll go around the ACC next to kick off the 11 o'clock hour here. It's college football game time on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.